Money. The only problem with money on earth is distribution. Money lives on earth far from some people. Money is a shelter. Money is a defense. Money is a shy angel. It flies to where it's better appreciated. But money lives on earth, looking for its relatives. But their wealth shall come, the Bible says. Money is also a show-off. It is not appreciated in banks. The proof of affluence is given. What you can't give, you don't have, and it will leave. The only secret to increase is release, but this is by wisdom. In vain, a stingy man plans to get rich. When what you have is not big enough to satisfy you, sacrifice it. The greatest fool known in the Bible illustrated his foolishness by statements in 1 Samuel 25:10. He said, "How should I give my money to men whom I know not where they come from?" But watch in verse 14, his servant said, "But the king has been so nice to us. He has not mistreated us. He kept us safe as we walk in our fields, and none of us was missing. You robbed me of an opportunity to bless you and to open up a window over you." When you want a change, you give God a chance by your coin. But whatever you sow, you will reap. God will give you money if you promise to spend it. Wealth is not fitting for a fool. There are all different kinds of giving. You can sow a seed and reap more. You can cast your bread and let it come back when you will need it more. When you have an abundance of what you don't really need, cast it upon the waters. Nothing that leaves your hand really leaves your life. It will come back in many days. Nuggets don't paint the world, they polish your life. They're too small for the whole world, but just enough to bless your life. Aiming perfection is really a cover-up for the lazy. Gone your best for now. You will have cheap victories if you join the Lord's army. Your enemies will surrender to you, even though you are not as strong as they are. Christ came to make something out of Jesus. Christ is the hope of doing the same to you. Two doors must open to get you to the kingdom of God: the door of salvation and the door of death. One opens to let you see it, but you can get crashed the second one. When you are not born again, you are left out of a supernatural game of super generals. Even though you are the card or the pawn, you could be a general too. Heaven is earth's program, coded. Get wise. Affluence really is what you can release and not what you can retain. What you can give and not what you can have. If you are not expecting anything to happen, then you have not been living by faith recently. Don't wait for the ordinary, faith the extraordinary. It takes only one step to start to backslide. Stop and stand. Let him who stands take this heed. Every man comes to the world the same, unrefined, and so every man needs the fire. To fire, to find out, to fire, to refine. Thy word is fire to let me see, thy word is fire to find me out. Sugar and Lipton are both committed in making tea. Don't be the sugar who got so committed and dissolved in the mixture. Have enough wisdom to enjoy the benefits of your salvation. Self-discovery is better than life recovery. What to live for is better than living itself. What to die for is better than not dying, or knowing the secret to stay alive. If you are old enough to have a dream, then you are matured enough to own the dream. There is a way to love the unlovable. Come in his winter and don't leave during his summer. By the time you leave, his new man would have grown hatred for his old man. Love is paralyzed infection. Watch out for the season of weakness in his life and stay there till love has perfected his full work. Seeds and rewards. Jacob lied to his father Isaac. Laban lied to Jacob, his son-in-law. Jacob used the porridge to deceive his brother. Someone used vegetable soup to deceive his own wife. It seems greed walks down their family line. God wants a legal basis to bless, and he called it your seed. Your seed is anything you have in hand. The New Testament calls it cheerful giving. Both testaments cannot break this law. Some say God is a hard man, always wanting to reap or take where he has not sown. When they cannot see physically, intelligently his seed, and so God will cast them to darkness and utter gnashing of teeth, the company of complainers. Don't let God leave you amongst complainers. Money is on this earth. If money was of the devil, you will get it easily. For broad is the way that leads to destruction, only narrow is the things that give life. What makes money a Satan is greed, the obsession for possession, for oppression. The only problem with money is mislocation. The only solution to money is relocation. The wealth of the nations shall come. This is the magnet that is called giving.